Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. Now, after Black Friday and Cyber Monday, I'm sure you're still looking for that perfect holiday gift. How about the Raiderette swimsuit calendar? I always pick up a few each year for my friends. It's the perfect stocking stuffer. Now we go behind the scenes for the making of the Raiderette swimsuit calendar.
Here we go. Number 21, number 23, number 25, number 26, number 27. This season, we get to celebrate 50 years of football's fabulous females. I think that's what makes this squad special. In order to be able to say you're a Raiderette and that you're a member of football's fabulous females, it doesn't mean just that sentence. It means that you're carrying on a legacy that's been created for 50 years. As soon as the auditions conclude, we're on to producing our 2013 calendar because we want it ready for that first preseason game. The Raiderette calendar began in the early 80s, and the first few calendars actually were just uniform shots of the ladies, and as it's evolved, we now include swimwear to the point where now it's just a full-on swimsuit calendar, and our Raider fans look forward to that calendar every year. The Raiderettes have had an opportunity to go to Hawaii for the past few years and take some really exotic photos. This year, we thought, you know what? Let's show them our house. Now let's invite them into the Raider home. The Raiders' permanent practice facility is not only the headquarters of the Oakland Raiders, but it's also where the team practices throughout the season. They have three practice fields that are located behind the offices. That's where all of their workouts take place. There is a weight room that's located inside, the equipment room, the training room where the jacuzzi is located. And there's also all of our offices that are located to the very front, as well as a showroom that we have many of the items that are in our Raider Image stores. These are all places that only the Raiders have been, and we wanted to take the fans there.
Right now I'm going over all the shots that we need to do. We've got different locations within the Raiders organization. I'm just going over counts and double checking, make sure everything's going the way it should be going.
Sebastian is, if you will, our play coordinator. He sets it all up for us.
Let's roll these out and see if we get some kind of negative space.
Usually we start off things around February, where I'll come in with about 3 to 5 different concept designs, and I'll sit down with Jeanette, myself, and a couple other key individuals, and we'll go over and pick a design and kind of flush it out from there.
I can clean this up. Okay. And I think the flash might even blow that out.
Shooting in-house, or so to speak, in-house at the Raiders facility is black and white. So this year we're going really loud on the swimsuits, really loud on the jewelry, and really loud on the shoes to make the girls pop out even more.
Robbie Hitchcock and his staff, they are all from Pro Image Studios. They take every single photograph that's inside of the calendar.
On two, ready, one, and two, good.
Robbie has a great relationship with the Raiderettes. They are always comfortable around him.
Thank you, Robbie. Yeah. Thank you.
Good job. Way to work.
Very nice. Very nice.
Robbie gives great direction on the set as well. It's even the way that he says to smile, you can't help but smile back.
Smile. Good. Full smiles.
Full smiles. Nice full smiles.
Our biggest job is to get them comfortable with the shoot, get them involved, and make them feel relaxed so that all they have to do is work with us and work their body positions and expressions so that that gets translated through the calendar.
I like that. Y'all take a quick peek.
Oh, that's cute.
Cute.
I like that.
It was good. It was really fun. It was my first time, so I didn't know what to expect, so. But yeah, it was really adventurous, to say the least.
It's really exciting. I felt good. Jelena was fun to work with, so I'm excited to see the outcome.
This season has been described as the new era of Raider football. And this calendar is almost a new era as well, because we've done something that we've never done before. It's going to be extremely exciting for the Raider fans to to be able to feel that much closer to their team, knowing that they've got a calendar that gives them a behind-the-scenes look at the Raiders practice facility. And it encompasses the football team because we are in different spots that the team is in for every practice and for every game. I encourage people every season to get a Raiderette calendar. But if for no other reason than the fact that this is another piece of Raider history, you should get it because it only lasts this one year.
Next week, we'll continue with the Raiderettes as we take a look back at the 50th anniversary celebration of football's fabulous females. Thanks for joining us this week on the Raiders Report. For everyone at Silver and Black Productions, I'm JT. Have an outstanding week.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silver and Black Productions.